This Week in Waukesha with our very special guest, the incomparable Mary Berg, Recreation Services Manager with Waukesha's Parks and Rec. And we threw that Mungo Jerry song on as hopefully bringing, on this rainy day, putting out some positive mojo out there to bring that summer, bring those warm temperatures back in time for our Parks and Rec summer programs to begin. And again, we're going to try to live through this activity guide as much as we can. And one big call out is the, if I'm on the right page here, yes, the deadline, put this deadline in your calendar for youth soccer is July 22nd. And Mary, you told me there's already a big turnout already.
It's been great. Our numbers have exploded. We have over 700 youth playing in our soccer program, and certainly the new artificial turf has made the field more playable, and it's been great.
That's great. And you're talking about over at Mendiola.
Over at Mendiola.
Soccer fields, yeah.
Correct.
That's terrific. And the other sports involved for preschool, youth, and adults, rugby, soccer, basketball, baseball, youth flag football in the summer. That's great. And cricket, and we'll get to cricket in a second. But we also, there's also a new backyard ninja class. What's that all about?
That's right. Well, everybody loves the popular show, one of America's favorite shows. So why not offer a ninja, backyard ninja class where they can, kids can challenge themselves over obstacles and have a great time. Great way to improve their fitness level and challenge themselves at the same time.
Fantastic. Yeah, I mentioned cricket because I saw cricket on here, and I remembered Ron telling me that you go over to the wonderful William Oliver Park.
That is correct.
Which to me is the mecca of youth baseball, and it will be more so when that Jackson Sparks Memorial baseball stadium or diamond comes in. But Ron had said the busiest nights aren't the baseball nights, but the cricket nights, because there's a cricket, pitch or field, whatever they call that.
Yes.
And over in Oliver.
So we have a portable pitch that we move out on the field that kids can use, and cricket is a popular sport, and people love it.
Neat.
And there's opportunities to take classes to learn how to play.
Sure. And I see there's been an uptick in tennis participation, but there's also, well, go ahead, talk about that.
Sure. We've seen an insurgence of tennis again. I think during the pandemic, people were just getting out there. It was a way to stay socially distanced, and tennis made a comeback. For our Pee Wee program, just to mention, we offer a free racket with that program because we want to reduce, we're always looking to reduce barriers to participation.
Thank you.
And motivate and excite people towards lessons. So with our Pee Wees, we put a free racket in their hands.
I love that. Thanks for sharing. I appreciate that. But we do have to admit, what used to be the big term, tennis anyone, is now pickleball anyone, right?
Correct.
So, and pickleball is continuing to explode, and our Parks and Rec is growing. The pickleball part of it is growing in direct relationship with the
absolutely. Yeah. So we have our Lowell complex, we have our Banting complex, and new
which
this
is the
year,
crown jewel. Let's admit that Banting.
It's great.
Rules.
Oh yes, everybody loves Banting, but our new pickleball complex will be at Buckner this year, so we'll have 24 courts within the city.
Wow, that may very well be the most of maybe any city in Waukesha County. Is that safe to say?
That's safe to say.
Fantastic.
And then I'd also like to mention, we do have a free opportunity to try pickleball. And there's a demonstration out on Saturday, May 21st. You have to pre-register for it, but it's a free opportunity. So if you've heard all the buzz about pickleball but really haven't got out on the courts, this is an opportunity for you, and it's listed in the activity guide.
Come to Banting, everybody. It
yes.
is the Wimbledon, the Augusta of pickleball, maybe anywhere. I know people that come from as far away as Madison, including some of Jason's neighbors out there, and even like Racine that come to Banting Park to play pickleball, including our resident pro. It'll always be forever his home, Zane Navratil, in spite of his pending relocation to Austin, Texas. He's going to miss Banting, right?
I think he truly is going to miss Banting.
Sounds great.
And you can play under the lights.
Neat. So, hey, I see there's also fishing and skating. I'm assuming that's roller skating.
That's ice skating.
And ice skating.
We work
okay.
with the county to provide ice skating, so great. You can still get your, keep your ice skating, eight ice skates out for the summer.
Sure. Neat. What's the location where you go for ice skating?
Ebel.
Okay, nice.
So we work with the county again on
That's
that
nice.
Program.
That's great that you do that. And then what does the fishing entail?
Fishing is just angler ed. So it's truly educational classes teaching okay. you how.
Like fly fishing, right?
No, regular
okay.
fishing.
Okay.
But there's still a lot to know about that. And
sure.
if you don't have this exposure or weren't taught as a kid, it's a great opportunity to learn more.
Okay. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. And then, let's see here.
A lot of fitness classes.
Fitness, yeah.
yeah.
Fit in the Park. Yeah. What's that all about?
So Fit in the Park, we work with the CHIP initiative with the county. And of course, Pro Health is a part of that initiative as well. But on Mondays, there is an opportunity to do free Zumba classes at the Rotary Building patio, which is right nice. Located within Frame Park. So
okay.
from 6 to 7, you don't need to pre-enroll. You can just show up on the patio on Monday and dance and exercise away.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I might have to throw those on my calendar if there's no games going on for the kids. So, yeah, and again, emphasizing again that kids of all ages. So there is senior and adult and family offerings that you can enjoy trips, fitness, social and educational opportunities, something for everyone. Any kind of tips on navigating this activity guide? Like what's the first pages they should look at, Mary? Or what are some go-tos?
Oh, there's just so much. So we have the pullout guide, which is in the center for all of our special events. But it really depends on what you're looking for. We try to put it together in segments. So depending if you're looking for adult offerings, senior offerings, or youth offerings, or general family offerings, we try to put it in segments in the guide.
Sure. Yeah, and speaking of opportunities, I think I forgot to mention that there's also some opportunities for some young people or young spirits to make some money in our summer rec program. What's
going
on?
We definitely need that. So we work really, really hard to recruit all the people we need to make all of this happen. So we have about 300 seasonal staff that we hire for the summer. And of course, I would be remiss not to mention our volunteers. We have over 1,500 unduplicated volunteers that help us as well.
Wow, that's fantastic. Okay. Hey, we've got a lot more to talk about, including some exciting events and other ways for you to take advantage of our wonderful parks and recreation program here with Recreation Services Manager Mary Berg. Do not go away. Enjoy some Sly and the Family Stone and listen to our sponsors. And we'll see you in a little bit. This Week in Waukesha.